one of my favorite Good Day intro songs, guys. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, I'm Jennifer Horn. Dougie is not feeling so hot, so he's laying down. He'll be back with us in a little bit. And, hey, guys, happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
Yay,
finally.
Happy Friday. Yay.
I know, and it's a big Friday for Ken because he's you're headed out of town for a little vacay, aren't you?
Yes. Lisa and I are going to Las Vegas next week.
All right, so when you go to Vegas, are you like a pool guy or do you gamble or
shows? Some people go for shows.
Yeah, shows. What do you do?
A little of all of the above. There's not one particular thing. Mostly I'm just looking forward to getting away because I don't usually unplug.
Right.
I'm usually even if I go away, I take the laptop and I'm still working, and this is going to be a real vacation.
Good.
I don't even know when the last time was I had one of those, so I'm looking forward to sleeping late and not having a schedule for a week.
You see, when I take Tom on vacation, we have to go somewhere where there is absolutely no cell service, no internet, you know, like the middle of the Amazon or something.
Yeah, you've actually said it. This is funny because Roberta's like, I'm taking Tom on a boat because there's no cell service.
Exactly. That's exactly what I do.
Because he's just always doing business and always doing stuff on his cell phone, right?
Always on the cell phone. There are times that we've been on vacation and he's reached for his cell phone and I've looked at him and I said, if you touch that, I'm throwing it in the pool.
Well, that's some threat. Well, I hope you have a good time, Ken. You deserve it. Disconnect and relax. And I think, Lisa, your wife is going for work, so hopefully you don't get pulled into any of that. Just lay down by the pool and take a little rest.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And sleep late.
Have a frosty drink. Yeah. Go big and crazy.
A frozen margarita.
There is, Serendipity opened a place there.
Yes, it's at Caesar's Palace.
That is.
Yes. You've got to go for frozen hot chocolate.
Absolutely. That's like the one thing I have on my list of things to do for next week.
You know, it's so funny with Serendipity. That was my high school hangout.
Mm-hmm. And now it's huge because of the movie.
That was my high school hangout. Yep.
And, you know, it's fun. If you ever go to New York, I went during Christmas, during the Christmas season, and it's such a cute little place. I mean, you have to wait forever to get in there, but it's adorable. That's fun. But not so pleasant news. We always like to start things off, let you know what's going on in the world. And Egypt is just, it's a mess. The pictures, the video footage, I mean, you can't turn on the news without seeing it. Yesterday, President Obama came out and condemned Egypt's interim government after violent clashes with protesters. And these are extremist Muslims that they're protesting with. They left at least 525 people dead, and that number seems to keep rising. The president told reporters yesterday that the U.S. was canceling a planned joint military operation with the country. He also called on Egypt's government, which assumed power after Morsi was ousted, to cancel a month-long state of emergency imposed after Wednesday's initial bloodshed. So Egypt security forces backed by bulldozers, U.S.-made bulldozers, by the way, forcefully cleared two Cairo sit-in camps of Morsi supporters. And he said, while we want to sustain our relationship with Egypt, our traditional cooperation can't continue as usual when civilians are being killed in the streets and rights are being rolled back. That was President Obama yesterday. Now, what do you guys make of all of this? Because it's kind of confusing. I think Americans have a couple of questions. Number one, why are we so concerned about what goes on in Egypt? And number two, what's really behind all of this fighting? And I heard it explained really well yesterday, and I want to see what you guys think about this. I mean, as Americans, we have a couple of choices here. If we help the interim government and the military, they're not doing exactly what we want them to do, because they're killing people. They're killing innocents. But at the same time, we can't give our support to the Islamic Brotherhood, who are these extreme Muslims that they're fighting. So you've got either the extremists on one side, you have the military that we're not super happy with, or if we do nothing, we start to lose power in an area where, I mean, really, Egypt was our only connection into the Middle East, one of our only connections anyway. So what do you guys make of the whole situation?
Well, Egypt was definitely, I think, one of the most Western of all of the Arab countries. And, you know, the extremists, the Muslim, the supporters of of Morsi are definitely Muslim extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people, like you said, that we don't want in there. I mean, it kind of reminds me a little bit about, like, Tiananmen Square, their methods of going in with the bulldozers.
Right.
To run down the camps. And in a way, I'll tell you, you know, Jennifer and Ken, it kind of made me really grateful that we live in this country, because when you remember the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Yeah.
Imagine if the U.S. government had done that.
Just goes in with bulldozers
and just bulldozed the camps. Well, this is kind of like the equivalent of what they're doing, although they weren't terribly violent as the Muslim Brotherhood have been. But I think a lot of it shows the short-sightedness of these extremists, because the only real industry that Egypt has, I mean, Egypt has no industry or resources whatsoever.
It's tourism.
Except for tourism.
Yep.
And this is just a death knell on tourism for the country, especially if the Muslim extremists go in there.
So absolutely.
It's a difficult situation at best.
It is, and it's sad. And, you know, and the U.S. gets in trouble either way.
Yep.
I mean, we're in a tough spot. Either we don't help and, you know, we're criticized for not helping, or then we get involved and we do help, and then we're big America trying to impose our rights on everybody. But I think it is really key, and I think President Obama probably did as close to the right thing as possible, although I think he probably should have been a little more supportive of the military movement there. But to call for peaceful protests, I mean, you're not going to get that, yet we can't necessarily keep shipping money in and start arming these people to make it even worse. Now, Ken, you are in charge of our social media. Is there anything going on there that we should know about in regards to this?
Brent, well, there's tons of action on Twitter. It's amazing. If you go to Twitter and you just type in the search box Egypt, that hundreds, if not thousands, of messages will pop up and continue to pop up from all over the world. Lots of prayers for Egypt. One of our listeners, Brad, says the people in Egypt that defend the massacre of over 600 unarmed people in one day, thousands being wounded, they're just not right in the head.
And I think that's absolutely true. And you can chime in, of course, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. We have a place for that up there right now, Ken, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else are we following over there?
We're also following it's refreshing, of course.
Of course.
kind of wasting a little time here before it comes up.
The Department of Justice stepping in to try and stop the merger of U.S. Airways and American Airlines.
Got it. All right. We'll chime in there. Twitter.com/Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Let us know what's on your mind about Egypt or anything else. Or even just wish us a happy weekend, because Ken's going on vacation and we're excited about that. And we're coming back with an extended version of Roberta's Queen of Cheap up next.
Let's get it started. Start the school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply. Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, Roberta.
Okay.
You have lots of time for all these great deals, and I have the urge to go shopping. So where should I go this weekend?
Well, go over to PetSmart, and you can get a free toy for your pet. What it really is, it's a $2 coupon, Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
but this $2 coupon can buy tons of toys. They got tons of toys under $2. So we have this for you at DougStefan.com. It's also fun to go there. I like to go there just kind of look at animals
too.
And things,
hey,
you know.
Can I be annoying and interrupt you for a second?
Absolutely. I'm so used to it.
I was watching this infomercial. And they have this cat toy now where it's like this yellow disc of felt, and they have like a lump, like a hidden ball or something underneath that's automatically goes and like runs around in a circle.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
It is hysterical to watch cats play with that dumb thing. My mom's like, I've got to get one of those for my cat. She's, you know, a crazy cat person, which I'm sure is my future. Okay, go ahead, back to you.
My cat's really retarded. She doesn't play with any toys. All I have to do is give her a paper bag and she's happy.
It's really like retarded. Infants. They just like lids to pans or something.
Right. We also have free healthy treats for your dog. Beneful healthy treats. Go to their Facebook page. Go to get your free sample pack and you can get it free in the mail for Fido. Now, if you're going to be driving your kid to college, which a lot of parents are doing this weekend. This is the big move-in weekend for colleges.
Yeah.
Taking that big trip. Or just if you have a commute every day that you absolutely can't stand and you need something to do, well, we got a free audiobook download for you. It's actually a coupon for free audiobook. Take your pick on what you want. Just make sure that after 30 days, that free 30-day trial, you cancel it. So we tell you how to get the free audiobook and we tell you how to cancel it. How about that? So you don't get charged.
That's why I love you. Get what you can get and then cancel.
Right, and get out of it.
Cancel.
Now, Dollar General, we give you $5 off of your purchase of $30. It's a special coupon code. The code is Save Now. And you get $5 off of a $30 purchase at Dollar General online. And Gap, oh my goodness. Actually, Tom bought a whole bunch of stuff from Gap on this deal. It's an extra 50% off the clearance items.
Oh, cool.
And then you get free shipping on orders over $50. So this is like an incredible deal. What you need to have is the coupon code again, and the code is Yap Sale. And if you can't remember these, just go to DougStefan.com.
Write
them on your hand or something like that. We've got a whole bunch of other really good things for you to look at the Queen of Cheap section of DougStefan.com. There are still a lot of tax-free days left at a lot of different states in the country. Now, some of them are already gone. A lot of them were in August, but still a lot left. We have information on free summer bowling and the free entrance to the national parks coming up later.
Great. For summertime. All right. Thanks, Roberta. Check it out at all of it at DougStefan.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it. But they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Elvis all day today on the Good Day Show. Again, I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler next to me over there on my left. And Decky's just taking a little break. He's not feeling too hot, so we're holding down the fort. But it's Elvis. Is today Death Day?
Yes.
Elvis Death Day today, so we're celebrating him all day long.
36.
Unbelievable. You know, it's amazing that his music still holds up just so well. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You can still listen to it. And I think he still brings in a young audience, wouldn't you say? Kind of like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's amazing. There are still people who have, like, whole rooms with shrines to Elvis.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's amazing.
This is a big deal. But this song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, was the song that Elvis was last heard singing on the morning that he died in 1977. So what's the story there, Kenny?
He was home almost completely alone at Graceland, and one of his staff who was, I don't know, cleaning up or something, said that they heard him singing this at the piano, and it's the last known song that he sang. This was on his last album, Moody Blue.
Wow. Mm. All right, so, of course, this is kind of a trite question, but if Fat Elvis or Skinny Elvis? Because I always go back and forth, and I think it depends on the day of the week for me. I mean, you know, Skinnier Elvis was kind of that young, beboppy sound, but I almost think I like Fat Elvis better. He was more soulful and just, you know, later career Elvis had that sadness or that depth in his songs, I think. Roberta, are you a...
No, Skinny Elvis.
Fall?
Skinny Elvis.
You like young Elvis,
yep,
okay.
Young Elvis, definitely.
So, like, Jailhouse Rock and...
I guess maybe it is I don't like the costumes that Fat Elvis wore.
Well, yeah, I guess you're saying that.
Really?
I mean the music. I don't mean what he looked like. It was just divided into two eras, you know?
Not a fan of the jumpsuits and capes?
No. The white jumpsuits with the sequins, no.
No?
No.
What about the all leather comeback tour?
No.
No.
No. I like the jeans and t-shirt Elvis.
Yeah, that was, I mean, Elvis, hot Elvis was hot, don't get me wrong. It's just, I don't know, I like the music that came a little bit later, maybe just a smidge more. But his early stuff is great, too. It's hard. All right, so do you guys want to play a little bit of Elvis trivia since we're celebrating his career today?
Sure.
Do you know, can you guys name, Roberta?
Yeah.
The president. He was a distant cousin of one of our American presidents. Can you name the president? This president's still alive, by the way, if that gives you a hint.
Okay, so I guess Jefferson's out, huh?
Yes.
Nixon?
No, he was a distant cousin of peanut farmer President Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
Nixon also not very much alive.
Oh, right. He is dead. That's true.
That is true. Now, can you name his brother, his twin brother, Ken? Because Elvis was a twin.
Aaron.
Jesse Garen Presley, actually.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Elvis 1 and Elvis 2. Like thing 1 and thing 2.
Can you imagine if his twin had survived? Wow. All right. During the 60s and 70s, Elvis used to play touch football at Whitehaven High School with kids around the neighborhood. He recorded 33 takes of the song Hound Dog. It's not bad. And for our friend Rich McFadden, in 1960, he earned a black belt in karate. Did you know that? You see Elvis doing the karate chop?
And what's the question?
There was no question. That's just a little fun fact for you.
I knew he had the black belt. I'm not so sure about the earning part of it.
But. Gotcha. Maybe it was like when you get a doctorate at a college and you're a celebrity.
Right.
All right. And the name of his first album?
Hi, I'm Elvis.
It closed. It was Elvis Presley. All right, more Elvis trivia on the Conte Show. It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercises, no matter how beneficial, are only exercises. Even if you think exercising is fun, it is still never as exhilarating as an activity performed in the great outdoors. We all can use a change of pace every once in a while, and going for a walk or hike with a pet is a perfect way to escape the tedium or routine chores and the boredom of the backyard. Running around in the fresh air and sunshine is a refreshing and therapeutic way for both pet and guardian to get some exercise and also revitalize their spirits. For obese or geriatric pets who really can't get involved in very strenuous activity programs, walking and hiking are wonderful ways to get into the fitness habit. But you need to start out gradually. You know, very often, we as human beings are weekend warriors. We don't do anything all week, and all of a sudden, we're running 5 or 10 miles on a Saturday or a Sunday. With our dogs, it's a little bit different. You need to build up their abilities a little bit at a time, get a vet check first, start out with a gradual walk around the block, increase to a faster walk, and occasionally, you can run with them if they're in good shape. It's good for you. It's good for your pet. I'm Warren next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Not Doug Steffen, unless he had a very big procedure last night. Doug Steffen is taking a little rest. He's not feeling too good today. But Jennifer Horn in for him, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler all holding down the Fort Michael Fortier behind the controls. And we're going to talk aliens. We're going to talk fake identities. And we're going to talk a little TV. Now, Roberta, I know you're
vampires.
Excited. You're excited for the weekend.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes, True Blood finale.
Big True Blood finale,
yes.
Huh?
Yeah, big one. Apparently, it's supposed to be a couple of more deaths. I mean, we've lost already. I know it's not two major characters this year, and this has been an incredible season for True Blood. I have
so
to
I've
say,
got to start watching this show. How many seasons
season.
In is it?
I don't know. Where are we? We're in season six, I think, right?
Yeah, of True Blood. This is the sixth one.
Wow.
And this season has moved incredibly fast. I think that more has happened in this season than happened in the previous five.
Yeah, True Blood's the one with my boyfriend Joe Manganiello or whatever his name is, right?
He plays the werewolf, right?
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, he's hot. But he got really nasty for a while this season. Now he's kind of nice again. And
he can be nasty or nice. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, and another little peek of TV news in the story you can find at DougSteffen.com is Duck Dynasty. Now, who knew when A&E started the show that it would take off like it has? Duck Dynasty opened to record ratings. It drew 11.8 million viewers Wednesday night on A&E. Those numbers are huge for cable television. Now, Michael Fortier, did you watch the show yet? Have you
not
seen
yet? I got it on my DVR.
All right, so it's on DVR. So I expect next week a full Duck Dynasty report, because I think we're going to have to start following the show. Especially,
you should already be watching it.
I do watch it. I do watch it from time to time. You turn me on to it. But these are guys, Roberta, that make duck calls for hunters, and then they go out and catch frogs and stuff, and people love
and
it.
And this is a TV show.
It's a TV show.
And people watch this.
People watch it. And not only do people watch it, but one of the stars, Willie Robertson, who's one of the founders of this duck call company, people are pressuring him to run for office, to be a congressperson. There's a vacated seat in his area of Louisiana, and they want him to take it.
And they're millionaires, right? right? From duck collie things?
They're rich from the duck collie thing, but they've just gotten a huge bump in salary from A&E. So they're living large and high on the hog, as they would say down south. So, all right, now there's
lots of t-shirts and anything you could put a duck on.
Camo for everybody. I actually saw a pickup truck. This just tells you the area of LA I live in. There was a pickup truck. I don't even know where I was. Doesn't matter. It was fully covered in camouflage, and then it had like the duck hood ornament on it. So I think they might be Duck Dynasty fans. I'm not sure. Now, false identities in the news today. Ken, you have a story about the fake Rockefeller. What's going on there?
Well, I've been surprised this hasn't been in the news much at all. This guy, Christian Gerhardsreiter.
Easy for you to say.
Not really. thank you. He was sentenced yesterday, 27 years to life, for a murder that he has been found guilty of from the 1980s, where they found the body in somewhere where a pool had been put in. But he's been on the run since, I think, 1985, using lots of different aliases. And for a while, he was telling people he was Clark Rockefeller, heir to the Rockefeller Millions.
Wow.
It amazes me how people can run for that long with fake identities. I mean, that's a bold fake identity. I mean, if I were on the run, I would probably try to disappear somewhere like Wyoming and just fade away. But to actually, I mean, I guess you're hiding in plain sight, right? If you're pretending to be a Rockefeller.
Well, I think with some of these kinds of criminals that they want people to know what they did. So they want some of the notoriety. They don't want to be ignored.
They want that fame.
Yeah, they want the fame. They just don't necessarily want to go to prison. But too bad for this guy.
Yeah, he got caught. Eventually Uncle Sam will catch up with you. Now, people that don't want to be caught by Uncle Sam are some of those folks over in Area 51. Roberta, you have the story from New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. They finally declassified all the information, a lot of the information from, 20, 30 years ago from Area 51. And apparently, there is nothing out there. It was an area that they used to test U-2 and other spy planes. Not the band, but a spy plane. So maybe that's why people saw all the wacky things in the air, because they tested the spy planes there, and they also trained the pilots that would who would fly these spy planes. So apparently there was really no UFOs, no bodies of aliens. I mean, they said the truth is out there. Well, the truth is that there was nothing out there, at least according to the documents that that have been released finally on the Freedom of Information Act.
Do you believe it?
Or do you think it's I think I do. No, I think I do.
So you think there was probably nothing there, that it was just people seeing testing?
People seeing testing, because they were testing a lot of wacky things out there, too. But no, I don't think aliens have intelligent life. Aliens have come here. No, I don't believe that for
just
a second.
Just the illegal kind.
Yeah, just the illegal kind. I think any aliens flying around this planet and looking at what's going on are going to go, I think we'll visit somewhere else. Yeah, check, please.
Mars is nice this time of year.
Yeah, take GPS to Mars. All right, so do you believe the government, Ken? Do you think nothing was going on there, or do you think it's a cover-up?
I don't know. I know that if there was something going on there, they wouldn't tell us.
They're not going to release documents and say, oh, yeah, there's life somewhere else, and we just tried to hide it from you for 20 years.
There would be panic.
Right.
People would go nuts over this kind of thing. So they're not going to, as long as they don't have to, they're never going to tell us that.
Well, I have to hand it to him. At least it's a good, it's a good excuse. It's a well thought out excuse. I mean, it makes sense that it could have just been a testing ground for spy planes, but I don't know. I mean, the government, like you said, Ken, they're not going to tell you so that there's mass panic in the streets. I mean, hello, you know, War of the Worlds.
Yeah, they're not. And when you think about, I mean, there are so many sightings, all the time, and you can explain away many of them, but not all. So I'd have to disagree with Roberta. I think there's something out there, and they're just not telling us.
All right, so chime in if you'd like to let us know what you think. If there is life on Mars, or if you think it's a big government cover-up, a big scam. You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can tweet us at Good Day Show, or you can call us at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-D-O-U-G. And I think it's time for some celebrity news. So, you know, we've got to probably get a little Kardashian fix, I think. And we'll do that next.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? We celebrate ours with a love for color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains August 16th through the 19th. You can also win prizes and an in-home color consultation from HGTV's David Bromstead when you vote for your favorite color online. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stacks. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Oh!
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings is in Session Sale, Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
I hate to disagree with Bruce, Roberta, but there's a lot on TV, a lot on those 57 channels, and there's a lot of TV news over on our website at DougStevin.com, GoodDayShow.com. Our video of the day today shows Oprah Winfrey giving away a car on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Did you see this yet, Roberta?
No, I haven't seen this yet. This
it's very funny. You've got to check it out. It's like she's pretending to have some sort of ailment, and then she looks at a woman in the audience and says, "You in the blue, come help me," and she gives her a brand new car. She might as well wear a sign that says, "I have way too much cash." Also TV related at the website, and we just touched on it. Duck Dynasty, huge numbers. The season started this week, open to record ratings for A&E. And so our poll today on the website is, do you watch Duck Dynasty? You can choose from, yes, I love that show. I've seen a few episodes. I've seen it once or twice. I want to watch it but haven't seen it yet. Or, not interested. Roberta, where do you fall?
I have absolutely no interest whatsoever.
She's not interested.
not even close.
All right, Kenny?
No, not interested.
Not interested?
I still can't believe it's a real show.
And we know where producer Michael Fortier goes, yes, I love that show, because he is...
Just clicked it.
Just voted right now. He is the Duck Dynasty guy. All right, lots of celebrity news cooking today, and I shouldn't laugh because this is a very serious story. The death of Bachelor contestant Gia Alamond. You guys heard about this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Suicide, right?
Suicide. They shocked friends and family, but sources close to her say there were signs of trouble. Insiders tell the New York Post that the model has suffered from depression in the past and was upset over the status of her relationship with NBA star Ryan Anderson. One of her friends said, quote, "I'm not that shocked because of her ups and downs. She fell victim to her own perfection and they were having problems." Another source claims that Gia had used substances. The first thing everyone thought was prescription drugs. That's an Us Weekly report. So, you know, it's just sad to note that you can look at these ladies who are beautiful. They have a little bit of celebrity. They have a career. They have, you know, a relationship, and yet there's still all this trouble. I mean, you just don't know what people are hiding. Sources say she was upset because he hadn't proposed yet. Ryan Anderson had not proposed to her yet. And in the scheme of things, is that big of a deal? Most people would maybe want to run from being married to a basketball star. But
you're right.
I don't know. Sad news. So thoughts and prayers go to her and her family. Now, Ryan Murphy, are you still watching Glee, Roberta?
On and off. Not so much as we used to, but on and off. But we've been following the story.
Yeah. Ryan Murphy, who is the creator, one of the creators of Glee, is starting to talk about the plans that
right.
Glee is going to address Cory Monteith's sudden death. He said, quote, "At one point we were going to have his character die after an accidental drug overdose. That was something we considered, but we've decided that we're going to have him pass, that we're not going to have him pass from that. That was told to Deadline.com. Basically, what we're doing in the episode is that we're not telling you yet, or maybe not at all, how the character died. They're just going to kind of imply what went on. The idea being how somebody died is interesting and maybe morbid, but we say very early on in the episode that this is about a celebration of that character's life. So it sounds
right.
to me like they might focus on the funeral more than the circumstances leading up to it.
Must be very hard for the cast to film this episode.
I think so, especially because his girlfriend, Lea Michele,
is,
were they a couple on the show also?
Yes, they were, yeah. Yeah, they had an item going on the show as well, and they were supposed to move in together, and there was thoughts about them getting engaged. I mean, it's really sad.
So now, how big of a role did he play? Was he one of the main stars?
Oh, yes, as Finn, absolutely.
So he was one
huge,
of the main guys.
Yeah, huge,
and
huge.
I know
presence.
Some of them graduated from high school. Was he still in Glee High School, or was he?
No, he had graduated, but they were coming back in various roles as mentors, or, you know, they didn't totally get rid of them.
Gotcha. So
he was still there.
Still following the life.
Yeah.
All right. We have to have it, even though I have to throw up a little every time I say Kardashian news time.
When I went to Vegas, I couldn't believe there was actually a store, and I think it was in the Bellagio, called Kardashian Chaos.
Oh.
It was a retail store, and I'm like, I don't believe this.
Well, you know, they have, I mean, actually, their first business, and the reason they even started these TV shows was to promote it, is their clothing store called Dash. And it was originally in Calabasas, California, but I noticed one on Melrose. I know there's one in Miami. I'm sure there's got to be one in New York City as well, Roberta.
I don't know.
But you should go shopping there in any case.
Well, not a chance.
Kourtney Kardashian, the oldest sister, has found a way to shut up the male model who's going around saying that he's the father of her son, Mason. Baby daddy drama. According to E, a paternity test has proven that her longtime boyfriend, Scott Disick, is Mason's dad. So she took the test. Earlier this month, Michael Giorgenti sued Kourtney for paternity, claiming he had unprotected wah-wah with her 9 months before Mason was born. And after 3.5 years of rumors and lies being spread, she set the record straight. And
I
she
mean,
said,
are these women like hoes or what?
Just throw it right out there.
You know, what is with these people?
I don't know. She said that it was not true, though, so maybe we have to go with her. And if she took a paternity test, I guess we have to believe her. She should have gone on Maury Povich, like a good Kardashian would have, to get a little bit of publicity from it. Or maybe she could have done it on her mom's TV show, Chris.
I mean, they bed hop and then they go public with it. It's like, Oh, what?
That's how their career was founded. You forget. Also, congratulations to Punky Brewster. Sully Moon Fry is going to be a mother again to her.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is with us, and we're going to talk to him about travel deals and got to ask him for some help because our buddy Doug Steffen took a flight yesterday from Boston, stopped in Dallas on his way to Los Angeles, and got stuck. Two equipment failures on two different planes, and he has not, I mean, the poor guy didn't get any sleep at all. So we'll ask Tommy about that. It is 53 past the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years. And it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%. APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
All right. Best Fairs time. Tom Parsons with us now, joining Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and myself. Now, Tommy, Doug was actually in your neck of the woods in Dallas. He took off from Boston last night and had a stop, a layover in Dallas, and was late twice, I guess, because his first plane had equipment trouble, and then they put him on a second plane, and that had equipment trouble, which they were able to fix. It was the hydraulics. But he didn't make it to L.A. until, gosh, 2, 1 o'clock in the morning, I think, something like that. So it was a long day for him. What happens in that case if it is like a last flight out? Do the airlines usually put you up, or do they just make you kind of hang out in the airport?
Well, it sort of depends. If it's mechanical and it's their fault, then they would probably cover a hotel room, maybe food vouchers. You should have probably still asked for the food vouchers, but if it's weather related, like when we have storms up in the Northeast, mm-hmm. if it's an act of God type issue, then no, they don't have to do a thing for you. They don't have to provide you with the only thing you're guaranteed if you don't go. There is a rule in there. It's under the contract. It's like horse and buggy carriage. Okay, it's contracted carriage.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you ever get that, and there's a hurricane, you can't get to your destination, or they cancel your flight, and they can't put you on another one within a reasonable amount of time, usually that same day. The only thing you're entitled to is 100% of your cash back. No penalties, no fees, no
nothing.
So they'll
refund you.
Or they'll put you on another flight, and then that ticket almost becomes carte blanche to where you can, you can push it left and right, change your return flights, all kinds of things. So just remember, however, sometimes those storms hit on the Northeast or a hurricane or something like that hits, and you can't go, and it's more than 1 or 2 days, and you say, well, that just blows my whole vacation. I don't have any more time right now. Well, then just regroup, but I would not take an airline voucher. I'd take the cash, and that way you can book it later on that airline or any airline.
Take the money and run. All right, so what are the best deals this week? What can we book with you?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on right now. I still think for those who want to get out of town, even this weekend, you need to probably look at some of these last-minute getaways. I mean, United right now, they've been flying a whole lot of short-haul flights for like 165, and you can leave tonight after 7 p.m. or all day tomorrow, come back Monday and Tuesday. But it seems like from Newark and Chicago and Denver and San Francisco, they've got New Orleans on town, and that's a nice little party city to get there on a Saturday night. So look for those last-minute getaways.
All right, we can find them all at bestfares.com, right?
Right, bestfares.com. You can search Doug or go to Doug's site and just look for, as he would say, my mugshot. And
and it is. It's a real live mugshot.
Yeah, it's a real live mugshot. Yeah, the post office has it too. So,
from your last run of the jail. All right. Deals on Vegas, deals on New Orleans. Check it all out. Bestfares.com. Get to it through our site at DougStephan.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.